Chapter 13, Prophecies Concerning the Four Gentile Empires. Our consideration of the scripture prophecies concerning the Jews have carried us on beyond the coming of Christ, even down to the present day. We must now retrace our steps considerably, in order to treat of the prophecies which were given respecting the four successive Gentile empires, which should come into existence from the time of Nebuchadnezzar to the latter days. So Daniel told the king what he had dreamed, and what was intended thereby, giving all the praise of the discovery to his God. The king had seen in his dream a great image having a head of fine gold, breast and arms of silver, belly and thigh of brass, and legs of iron with feet partly of iron and partly of clay. Then there was a stone cut out without hands, which smote the feet of the image and brought it all to pieces, whereas the stone became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. These were revealed to the prophet Daniel, one of the children of Israel, who were taken captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. The revelation was first made to Daniel in answer to his prayer, when King Nebuchadnezzar demanded an interpretation of a remarkable dream which he had dreamed. The king had forgotten the particular incidents of his dream, but had not lost the strong impression which it had made upon his mind, and he commanded that his magicians and astrologers should tell him both what the dream was and what was the interpretation of it. This unreasonable request, proving to be impossible, the king ordered that all the wise men should be destroyed, which would have included Daniel and his three companions. But the latter asked for time, so that they could seek the Lord, that the matter might be revealed to them, and this was mercifully granted to Daniel in a night vision. This was the dream, and the interpretation was also revealed to Daniel as follows. First of all, the head of gold represented King Nebuchadnezzar and the Chaldean Empire over which he ruled. After him, there was to arise another kingdom which should be inferior to his, as silver is to gold. Then a third kingdom of brass, and a fourth, which should be as strong as iron, but would have, after this strong beginning, brittle parts of clay. Then, in the days of this last kingdom, God should set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, but shall break to pieces all these other kingdoms. All this was later on repeated to Daniel in a dream which he himself had, but with the four kingdoms represented by four beasts which came up from the sea. The first was like a lion with eagle's wings. The second was like a bear, and the third like a leopard with four heads and four wings. But the fourth was dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and had great iron teeth and 10 horns. Among these horns there came up another little horn, before which 3 of the first horns were plucked up by the roots. This little horn had eyes like a man, and a mouth speaking great things. Daniel was told that the four beasts represented four kings who should arise out of the earth. The horns of the fourth kingdom were 10 kings, and the little horn another power which should arise and destroy 3 of the 10 kings and make war with the saints. But the Son of Man and the saints of the Most High and should eventually prevail and possess an everlasting kingdom. The first of these four kingdoms, we are told, was that then existing, namely the Chaldean Empire under the great king Nebuchadnezzar. The names of the second and third kingdoms were also revealed to Daniel in a further dream, in which he saw a ram with 2 horns, and after that a he-goat with a great horn between its eyes, which destroyed the ram. It was then explained that the ram represented the kings of Media and Persia, who should set up the second kingdom, while the he-goat represented the king of Grecia, who should establish the third kingdom. The great horn of the goat was broken, and 4 others came up in its place, and 1 of these 4 became very great, and by him the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down. The fourth kingdom or empire, represented by the iron and clay parts of the image, and by the fourth beast, which is without a name, is generally recognized to be the Roman Empire, which succeeded the Grecian. It is remarkable that the same 4 beasts were also revealed to the Apostle John as a part of the revelation which was signified to him in the Isle of Patmos. He says, "I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion." At the time when John received and wrote his vision, the Roman Empire was already in existence, and so the unnamed beast which represented that kingdom is first mentioned, and yet so as to include in itself, as having supplanted or absorbed them, the 3 previous kingdoms, which are named in the reverse order to that given by Daniel. At the time of Daniel, the first kingdom, that of Nebuchadnezzar, was then existing, and the prophet is directed forwards to the succeeding 3 kingdoms in the order in which they should arise. But John, living in the days of the 4th, or Roman kingdom, is directed backwards to those which had preceded it, namely the Grecian, represented by the leopard, the Medo-Persian, signified by the bear, and the Chaldean, typified by the lion. Now let us see how this succession of Gentile powers came to pass, according to these prophetic utterances of Daniel so long beforehand. He was a captive Jew in Babylon, the golden city, and there was the seat of the first kingdom, the head of gold. There Nebuchadnezzar walked in his palace and looked upon the great city which he had built, enriched with golden treasures, many of which had been brought from Jerusalem. His kingdom is also represented by a lion with eagle's wings, which combines the king of beasts and the king of birds. So great was he esteemed in those days. Jeremiah speaks of the king of Babylon as a lion come up from his thicket, while Habakkuk says of the Chaldeans, they shall fly as the eagle that hasteth to eat. Nebuchadnezzar's grandson, Belshazzar, about 70 years later, made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords, and ordered the golden and silver vessels which had been taken from the temple at Jerusalem to be brought forth so that they might drink wine from them. But in that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain. Cyrus, the Median, had entered the great city by night and surprised the king and his lords, and all the mighty men of Babylon, who thought he could not effect an entrance. But the prophecy must be fulfilled, and the golden kingdom give way to the succeeding silver one, which was the Medo-Persian Empire. This was also represented to Daniel by the second beast, which was a bear, and it was told to arise and devour much flesh. So the Medes and Persians were noted for their cruel destruction of the neighboring peoples whom they brought into subjection and thereby enlarged their empire. Thus the empire of the Medes and Persians began in the year 538 BC. 10 years later, Cyrus was killed in battle and was succeeded by his son Cambyses, who pursued his conquests into Egypt as far as to Thebes. Darius followed and made further inroads westwards so as to include Thrace and Macedonia in his dominions. His successor was Xerxes, and he enlarged his conquests until he had laid Athens in ruins. After this, the Persian Empire declined greatly, and during the last 140 years of its existence, became very weak and disunited. It was represented to Daniel in his second dream as a ram with two horns, indicating its dual character as being composed of both Medes and Persians. It was, however, attacked and destroyed by a he-goat having a great horn between its eyes. This brings us to the third Gentile empire, which was the Grecian or Macedonian. The Greeks had in the meantime been rising to a place of eminence among the nations. Athens became the birthplace of more great men, it is said, than all the world besides had produced at any period of equal time. Poetry, art, literature, statesmanship, and philosophy had risen to great heights. In the 4th century BC, the Macedonian part of Greece came to prominence under its king Philip, who organized a well-trained army and extended his conquest to the east and to the north. His son, Alexander the Great, who had been trained under Aristotle in all the learning of the Greeks, succeeded to the throne of Macedonia when only 20 years of age. Even by that time, he had dreams of world conquests, so covetous is the heart of man, and following the course of his father, he proceeded against the Persians. This resulted in a great defeat of Darius III and the capture of Babylon in the year 330 BC. In this way, the great horn of the goat destroyed the ram, as Daniel saw in his vision, and the success of Alexander was as swift as a leopard, to which animal his kingdom was likened. But Alexander himself was soon brought to his end by a fever, when only 33 years of age. So empty and fleeting are all worldly possessions and triumphs. But the Grecian Empire, which he had thus established, continued, and was divided between four of his generals, who were represented by the four other horns which came up in place of the one great horn of the goat. These four were Cassander, reigning over Greece and Macedonia, Lysimachus over Thrace and Bithynia, Ptolemy over Egypt, and Seleucus over Syria. The last two were the greatest of these powers, and out of the Seleucids there arose later on Antiochus Epiphanes, who took Jerusalem and persecuted the Jews, commanding them to abandon their appointed worship and serve the Greek gods. This is regarded by many as the horn which was to become very great and take away the daily sacrifice and cast down the place of the sanctuary. After some years, however, the Jews under Judas Maccabeus and his brethren were able to recover Jerusalem. Lastly, in the year 146 BC, Greece became a Roman province, and the Roman Empire began to be set up, which was at first strong and united, as represented by the iron legs of the image, but afterwards became divided into 10 kingdoms, like the brittle feet and toes of the image, partly iron and partly clay. These are the 10 horns of the unnamed beast, which symbolized this empire. John tells us also that it had 7 heads, which are the 7 hills on which Rome was built. It was during this kingdom that the Messiah came, the stone cut out without hands, whose kingdom is destined to break Nebuchadnezzar's all to pieces, but is itself never to be destroyed. Then the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign for ever and ever. Thus we have shown how the wonderful prophecies of Daniel, reaching from his day to the end of days, have a remarkable fulfillment, and doubtless there are other fulfillments of the things he foretold yet to be unfolded in the wonder-working providence of the Lord of Hosts.